Hi, friends. This is Tim Cavey. Welcome back to the show. In this episode, I want to talk about five stocks that are performing well for me in 2023. I am not a pro investor. My wife and I both contribute to healthy pension plans through our employers, but if you believe Dave Ramsey, that's not enough to assure anyone of a comfortable retirement. Do more, he encourages. 2 years ago, we agreed to start making modest monthly contributions to our TFSAs, that's Roth IRAs for my American friends, through a website called qtrade.com, which charges a $10 flat rate per trade, and we've kept that up faithfully ever since. We didn't know much about stock trading, but we were excited to learn. Picking single stocks as opposed to mutual funds, ETFs, indexes, or other collections is not for the faint of heart. Prices can rise and fall precipitously based on changing economic conditions outside of anyone's control. And I'll be real, the steady decline across the markets in 2022 was not fun. But instead of worrying endlessly, we simply decided to sit tight and ignore the daily news. We refused to sell, and we've been rewarded by the comeback of 2023 that I'll talk about in a moment. No, you don't need to do a ton of market analysis before buying stocks. One rule has stood me well. Invest in companies that you know, like, trust, and use every day. By and large, you'll see that theme appear often in the stocks I mention. We're halfway through the year, which means it's a good time to give my portfolio a close review. Not every stock has been a winner, but my overall portfolio is doing well thanks to these five companies. So without further ado, here are my biggest winners of the year so far, ranked by percentage gains to date in 2023. We're starting out the list with Tesla. Tesla's ticker is TSLA. My average purchase price, which occurred before 2023, was $211.94 US per share. The market price of that stock was almost half of that coming into 2023. It sat at $108.10 US per share. Today, Tesla is up to $265.28 US per share. The gain of the stock to date in 2023 amounts to, and this is just incredible, it comes up to 145% gain. 145.4% to be precise. That is not, we're not talking about, you know, it's 145% of what it once was, reflecting a 45% gain. No, this is literally 145% higher than what it was on January 3rd when the markets opened. The net gain on my personal investment, remember I first purchased at, and this is adjusted for a split, but I purchased at a price of $211. My personal gain is at 25.2%. No dividends on Tesla so far. So a few thoughts. Well, can you say, wow, Tesla's rise this year is just stunning. Remember, you will do well, like I said, to buy the brands that you know, like, and trust. My wife and I are 3 years into our Model 3, and this car is still a treat to drive every single day. We believe in this company and its future. When you zoom out to the five-year view on this stock, you'll see that Tesla's last 3 years have been a wild ride of ups and downs. At its peak in November 2021, Tesla hit a, again, adjusted for a stock split, price of $407.36 per share. From there, 2022 saw a steady decline in the share value as Tesla missed a number of expectations and predictions, and Elon Musk appeared distracted by things like the acquisition of Twitter. But 2023 has been all comeback for mega investors like Cathie Wood, who bought large shares of Tesla stock when it dipped close to $100 per share in January. It's been a very good year. So why didn't my wife and I buy more shares ourselves? Well, I guess it's the uncertainty of the markets. Nothing is a sure thing. But going back to my rule of investing in the big companies that we know, like, trust, and use every day, I feel like if Tesla stock ever drops the way it did in January, we won't make that same mistake twice. The second stock out of five that is performing well for me so far this year is a small company. This is an exception to my rule, but this small company is called Patriot Battery Metals Incorporated, and the ticker is PMET. My average purchase price for this stock was $4.08 Canadian. The market price coming into the calendar year was $5.69 Canadian. And today, this stock is at $13.32 Canadian. The gain of this stock in 2023, close to the numbers that you just heard from Tesla, it is up 134.09% on the year so far, and we're just in July, so that is sort of halfway through the year. The gain on my personal investment, remember I originally purchased at $4.08 a share, average purchase price. The gain on my personal investment, 226.5%. So even greater than the rise this year because I bought lower than where the stock was on January 3rd. My thoughts on Patriot. It's been a fun ride with this company as well. It's a small Canadian mining company with a focus on lithium. And that's an important mineral in the car battery industry. Sadly, when a relative advised me to get in on Patriot when the stock was under 30 cents a share, I was reluctant to move. Once the stock grew from there to $4 a share, so over 10 times growth, I swallowed my chagrin at the profits that I had already missed and finally purchased. And it continues to grow from here. As you'll see if you look at its track record, this stock has not produced a steady climb. So my wife, who also owns shares, and I don't watch prices here too closely. That said, we'd love to see Patriot return to its high of $17.53 a share set in June of this year. The third stock that is performing well for me this year is Apple. And the ticker on Apple is AAPL. My average purchase price of Apple stocks was $130.05 US per share. The market price on Apple coming into this year, so on January 3rd, was $125.07 US per share. So that was actually a losing position coming into 2023. But Apple has had just an incredible rise this year, and it is so steady. It's incredible because it is so steady. If you look at the graph, it's just stunning. It is now at $193.62 US per share. Remember, it came into the year at $125. So the gain of the stock to date in 2023 is plus 54.81%. The gain on my personal investment from my average purchase price to where it is today is plus 48.9%. And the dividend yield is 0.5% on Apple. What do I think about Apple? Well, remember when the doubters predicted that Apple would tank after Steve Jobs left the company? Fun times. Apple is the largest company in the world by market cap and continues to lead the way in terms of quality and reliability. I'm currently sitting with a MacBook Pro, an iPhone 13 Pro, an Apple Watch, and AirPods. I'm all in on Apple. How long will Apple's ascent continue before it hits a significant trough? Well, for the time being, Apple investors are watching closely to see if the stock can break $200 per share. So I'd expect it to continue to climb for some time. Stock number four is Alphabet, also known as Google. And the ticker on Google, or Alphabet, is G-O-O-G-L. My average purchase price on this stock was $108.40 US per share. Google came into the calendar year at $89.12 US per share. And today it is at $122.21 US per share. So the gain of this stock in 2023 has been 37.13%. And the gain on my personal investment has been a modest 12.7%. Remember, average purchase price was $108.40. and current market price is $122.21. Google does not offer any dividends at this time. Google is yet another brand that I know, love, and use every single day. I wrote this blog post in Google Docs, for example. I spend time in the Google Workspace every day, in Gmail, in Calendar, and other apps. And I use it in both my personal and professional lives. As the fourth largest company in the world, this monster's continued growth seems assured. With a host of services that the world relies on every single day, it's not going anywhere. Even with a gain of 37% on the year, I consider this a safe investment for the indefinite future. That said, would I like to see something new, bold, and innovative from this company? Absolutely. And my fifth stock that is performing well so far in 2023 is Air Canada, on the ticker AC. Air Canada is Canada's largest airline. My average purchase price of this stock was $23.36 Canadian per share. It came into the calendar year at $19.12 Canadian per share, so I was in a losing position at that time. As of July 25, Air Canada sat at $24.51 Canadian per share. This stock has gained in 2023 28.24%. That's quite a good, healthy increase. The gain on my personal investment, and I'll explain more about this in a moment, is only 4.9%. Air Canada does not offer dividends. I first bought Air Canada shares at the heart of COVID, thinking a major bounce back after the pandemic was all but inevitable once the pandemic was over. Note that the shares sat at $51.08 in January 2020, so I figured they would make their way back to those heights quickly. That comeback has been slow, but the word from the airlines recently is that customers are back. Air Canada recently boosted its earnings forecast for 2023, and I expect this climb to continue. So those are my five stocks, friends, that are performing well for me in 2023. Just by way of a quick review, they are Tesla, Patriot Battery Metals, Apple, Google, and Air Canada. Western markets have been defying the doomsday recession predictions so far this year. Will this trend continue for the rest of the year? And which companies have been performing well for you? Let me know on Twitter, or should I say on X, at Timothy Cavey. I'd love to hear from you and to hear how your portfolio is doing. And as always, thanks for tuning in, my friend. I know it's been a long time between episodes here, but the fact that you are listening and you're interested in what is going on and what I'm learning is greatly encouraging to me. So I appreciate that. Wherever you are tuning in from, I hope you have an awesome day. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.